The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.
I'm speaking with Tan Sri Dr. Jamila Mahmud, the founder of Mercy Malaysia. So the Securities Commission Malaysia recently launched the Sustainable and Responsible Investment Roadmap. What part can non-profit entities play in supporting this agenda?
I think that non-profit organizations are really the link between government, businesses and people. Non-profit organizations like Mercy Malaysia, like the Red Cross and Red Crescent are there on the ground. They witness what's going on and often they have the ability to connect with communities to find community-based solutions. So for the SRI roadmap to be successful, partnerships between government, the corporate sector and institutions like civil society are going to be very key.
So do you see any opportunity for philanthropies and NGOs to tap into the capital market in funding this sustainable development goals? And how do you see that being done?
I work for the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. We've looked at some of the biggest challenges we face in the world today. And I give you one example of water sanitation and hygiene and also diseases like cholera. So if we are going to tackle some of the SDGs, partnership is going to be crucial. So what we've designed is really a very innovative financing model rather than just depending on grants and donations to look at how you can leverage on the capital market. For us to achieve SDGs, we need $3 trillion a year. And the overseas development assistance at the moment is only about $210 billion circulating per annum. If we can unlock 1% of $210 trillion in private capital, we can actually meet the SDGs.
I've been talking to Tan Sri Dr. Jamila Mahmud, the founder of Mercy Malaysia. For more information on the Sustainable and Responsible Investment Roadmap, visit the Securities Commission Malaysia website at sc.com.my. This is BFM 89.9.
The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.